Chapter 1. What I Learned from Herschel Walker. Rule number 1. Help can and will come from the most unexpected places. Be open to everything around you. Mannheim, Germany was an awesome place to grow up. It wasn't a giant city like Berlin or Munich, but it was a big enough town and there was enough going on that we never got cabin fever. There was always something to do. When I was 13 years old, my favorite activity was to chase after my brothers and their friends. Wherever they went, I wanted to go too. My brothers Victor, Chris, and Gene Jr. were 15, 17, and 21, and I worshipped them. I had two older sisters as well, but it was all about my brothers to me. And then there was our extended family. Because we were all so far away from home on an American base, friends became family quickly. Mothers, many of whom had neither the work visas nor the language skills applicable to the countries in which they were based and therefore had time on their hands, felt licensed to grab you by the collar and question you as if you were a soldier gone AWOL, now facing disciplinary action. Where's your homework? What are you doing? Where are you going? Where's my kid? Who's dating whom? Did I see your brother kissing my daughter? You know that girl is only 14. You better tell Gary that if he doesn't want Tanisha's father to have a talk with your father, he better act like he knows. This was Germany in the 1980s, so it was all Smurfs and gummy bears at the base exchange, the shop near my father's office that stocked everything we might need. But nothing you could buy in the store could compete with my mother and her cake boss level baking. My mother and her friends made all of the classic deep dishes from home. Cherry pies, mixed berry pies, caramel apple walnut pies. Then there were the cakes. Every mother I knew kept a yellow cake with chocolate icing on a glass cake stand in her kitchen in case her husband brought home someone for dinner or an unexpected late afternoon coffee break, an unannounced guest, say a high-ranking officer or a visiting American dignitary. But that was just the standard. Like I said, these women had time on their hands. So in addition to the yellow cakes, they whipped up from boxes of Dunkin'.